Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, DP, Austin Orman, Old School. We were going through the Husker schedule, and we're going through Austin's kind of breakdown of where his comfort level is in this thing. Started with the offensive line. And he gave it a 3.5 out of 5-star rating, position by position, and then overall. And then a thing, we started going through the schedule, and as we got to critical mass, it just hit me that Nebraska is way too many people's homecoming game for my satisfaction, comfort, acceptance.
Four of your five road games, for those who missed it. Four out of the five.
Yeah, four of the five. And quite frankly, the only one that didn't is because it's USC. And they
USC did. Iowa. Last game of the year.
Iowa didn't, and that's the last game of the year.
Mm-hmm. A newcomer to the conference said, yeah, we want these guys.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it. And that, okay, as a player and coach, if an opponent thought I was the right choice to celebrate homecoming, because homecoming game is to win. Mm-hmm. It's to win.
And to put on a show.
Right, it's to win. It's a showcase. The alumni come back in town, fundraising at its apex. Celebratory, all those things, coronation, right, of king and queens, the best of us. The best of us. That's what homecoming is for, best of us. And it's specific to football. But in basketball, senior night, because you want to play the seniors and you want to still go out on a win. Baseball, senior night, right? Mm-hmm. Need to get the win, and my seniors get to leave the experience feeling good about their time at the program and at the school. That's what it's for. And the nerve of anybody inviting me to be your guest when you're celebrating the good in you, well, it was always, well, thank you for inviting me to your party. I appreciate the fine food, wine, and drink. I will gladly dance with your homecoming queen and take them all with me. Thanks for the party.
Never. Oh, and by the way, I put my feet on your couch.
Yeah. Yeah. Never invite me again. I will not be a good guest. That's the makeup. And I say this in all truth, in 100% authenticity. If a coach invited me to put me on his schedule for homecoming, I'm going to fight him when I get off the bus. I need to find him. Like, what are you doing? Bro, what are you doing? Don't invite me to be a part of this nonsense. What are you doing? Listen, apologize to your wife and daughter. This is about to get ugly. This is about to get ugly. I don't appreciate you putting me on your party list. Don't put me on it.
I think there are two schools of thought. I see that. Or it's, thank you for putting me here. You must hate yourself.
Yeah, like, but you've just ruined your party.
You good?
You've ruined your party. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you do that?
To yourself.
And so Nebraska, Matt Rhule and company, listen, line them up. Line them up. Line it up. You're right. Holding the Boat says, need to make it a thing and put it on a shirt. We're coming to wreck your homecoming. And listen, sell the shirt. Put the shirt on every alumni list, on every alumni board. Every player. Like, I need Forrest Gump wearing a Husky jersey. I'm sorry to ruin your homecoming party. Like, I'm sorry.
And so help that city if the homecoming queen's name is Jenny.
Right? Like, this is what it is. Look, all of their homecoming queens are named Jenny. They don't have a choice now. They don't have a choice. These are fighting words, man. You have disrespected my program. You have disrespected my program. Why would you do such a thing? So, yeah, I'm a little bothered by this because it just, when it hit me, I looked at the schedule. I'm like, oh no, that's really going to be a thing. So let's focus on the 5 road games. Austin Norman, and tell me how this is going to play out. So the first road game is Purdue. What happens? What do you got?
I got scurs in that one. Probably slightly uncomfy for a while, but I think Nebraska's a better team.
Bloomington, Indiana, October 19th, after a bye week, after Rutgers.
Mad respect for Sigs. Curtis Rourke is better than I thought Indiana was going to do at quarterback out of the portal.
Mm-hmm.
Will they be in midseason form? How does Nebraska respond to a bye week? I would put this one in the... hard to say Nebraska should win. I think Nebraska's better than Indiana. Yeah, I'll take Nebraska. Take the Huskers.
Ohio State, the following week.
Wouldn't it be fun?
Back to back.
Wouldn't it be fun?
Back to back. Road games.
Not feeling it right now.
Back to back.
Probably won't be feeling it October 25th either.
You are Ohio.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
State homecoming. Oh, boy. Can you pull up Ohio State's schedule for me, please?
Yes.
Their home games. Can you give me the list of their conference home games?
Ohio State's conference home games. They host Iowa in their first conference home game. They host Nebraska in their second. Host Purdue. Host Indiana and Michigan.
Bruh. They chose you over... Really?
Over Purdue and Indiana.
Oh, we fight. You gotta. You now have to upset Ohio State in their building. You got to go shoot and get a win. The nerve... Wait a minute. Hey, bruh. Look, I ain't mad at you. But until... Because you could have chosen... Shoot to get a win. The nerve. Wait a minute. Hey, bro. Look, I ain't mad at you, but until, because you could have chosen Pancake One and Pancake Two. You could have taken. You really could have. But you chose us. And now I'm Della Reese. Now I got to cut you.
I got to cut you.
I got to shoot you in your pinky toe. Okay. Then you go to Los Angeles to face USC. So you've got it 1-2 on the road.
2-1.
2-1 on the road.
2-1.
Okay.
I have no idea what to make of USC. Every time I talk myself out of them, I talk myself right back in. And every time I talk myself into them, I find a reason to talk myself out. Playing the history, I think I lean USC in this one.
Okay.
I think USC is a base more talented team. I think going out to LA is not a stage Nebraska's always been comfortable in as a program, or at least for the last 20-ish years. So I guess I got the Trojans.
So you have it at 2-2 on the road. And again, we're trying to find the plus minus for the season. And in full, the 7+, the plus is Iowa.
Yeah, pretty much.
7+ is Iowa. Bowl game at 7 wins has been clinched. Last game of the season. Iowa. On the road. And to get to 8 and to get to a nice weather bowl instead of a crappy weather bowl. And I think, isn't that a fair line for it?
Yes.
Like, yeah. The fair line is that crappy bowl, crappy weather, take a winter coat bowl game. Still, better than not, right? It's not a great party, but at least it's a party.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not... You're a senior hanging out at a sophomore party, but you're at a party.
Right. Like, it's not an all-you-can-eat buffet, fine dining buffet, but there is finger food. At least there's finger food.
What's worse, being a college senior at a college sophomore party or being a college freshman at a high school senior party?
Oh, wow. Being a senior at a sophomore party in college, that's hunting. They're both hunting.
They are.
They're both hunting. They're both fish in a barrel. that's fair. I did not go back to high school as a freshman in college. And I did not go to parties as a senior. I didn't even go to senior parties. Matter of fact, as a senior, I was going to other colleges' party. So I wasn't going back.
Yeah.
I wasn't going back. I fished in that pool already. Like, I already bathed in that bathwater. It's dirty. I don't need to go back. I already wore that outfit, bro. I need a new suit. I'm going new clothes. Hey, didn't you wear that last year, bro?
No. Yeah, like,
weren't you? Didn't I? You wore that tux last year.
No.
What are you? Yeah. No. Yeah. So that's fair.
To answer your question about Iowa, though, again, that's another game that I've talked myself into and out of so many times.
Right.
And I think Iowa's schedule sets up that their record's going to be good. I don't know what the quality of play is going to be. I think we generally know what to expect.
Yeah.
I think Nebraska has had teams that I thought were going to be worse play Iowa close. Mm-hmm. Had Nebraska won the game last year and made it 2 in a row, I think that place would have been an absolute hornet's nest, and I think it's still going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trophy game.
Right.
I don't know which game feels more coin flippier from here, if it's Wisconsin or Iowa. Okay. I don't know. And there's no reason for those to feel like coin flips. Nebraska's been dominated in the series, but not necessarily dominated in the games.
We really are in wishful thinking mode.
Fully.
Right?
2 feet.
Right?
10 toes.
Yeah. Duke says this. A different way to look at it is to say that it's a way of them trying to keep Husker fans from overtaking their stadiums.
That is not on Ohio State's priority list.
No. No, they got bigger fish to fry.
Purdue, meh. Indiana, maybe. USC, no one comes anyways.
Well, part of it is thanks for bringing your money and your fans. We're going to beat you anyway.
Yeah.
Right? Because why would you want to do that if they're going to beat you? You don't want more people in your room if you're going to beat them.
Right.
Like, okay, we'll throw it a break. Final segment. Set it up. DP. Ayo.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.